The piano at the Alexander Majors House dates to the 1870s and belonged to Cora Gladish, a Missouri-born schoolteacher and composer. Anna Marie Tutera is the executive director of the Warnell and Majors House Museums.
And it has a rich history with the Majors House, including its owner, Cora Gladish, who gave the piano to her dear friend, Louisa Johnston, who was the great-granddaughter of Alexander Majors, and who really cared for this house and ensured that it was respected and valued and restored.
On a recent weekday in the large wood-paneled barn on the property, the museum's honorary music director, Dr. Bruce Prince Joseph, rehearsed a song Gladish wrote called Shadows, or My Last Dream, with vocalist Veronica Kane. He says it was written in memory of her grandfather's household and farm. Bruce Prince Joseph has a passion for vintage instruments. An organist, harpsichordist, and pianist, he says a piano like this represented social standing.
An instrument like that was always in the parlor, and only in the parlor were the most expensive pieces of the house. And that's where they'd show off. That would tell everybody everything. Because that was your entertainment center of the culture.
Now 89, Prince Joseph also restored the Steinway piano at the Warnell House. To restore the Majors House piano, he worked closely with Jim Upton, a cellist and pianist. Upton says it's what's called a square or parlor or coffin grand piano.
So it basically looks like a big rectangle. And it's very different from what we now know as the modern butterfly grand piano.
The instrument wasn't played for decades, and with 11,000 parts, it took about 2 years, mostly working on Saturdays, to replace broken strings and felt, repair broken parts, and regulate the action of the keyboard.
It still has thousands of parts in that action, and every one of them has to work just right so that you hit the key and the hammer hits the string and then it bounces back so that the string will sound.
It's a joy to play this piano because it's been so finely crafted.
We are a hands-on historic museum.
Executive Director Anna Marie Tutera says it fits the museum's mission to have something in the collection that's not just on display, but can also be played and used. She says it gives a modern audience a better understanding of the experience of the mid to late 1800s. And after the public dedication, the piano returns where it belongs, to the parlor of the historic house. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.